This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. Selling the soul. It is much easier than most want to say or accept. It is written about, even though not clearly stated, in the New Testament. First, we must accept these facts about salvation. Romans 10:13. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is why these words appear in the second letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. For if, after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Christ makes it clear that most choose the wide path. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. They pick the wide path, thus selling their souls because of the comforts found within this world that do not belong to God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you, for when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. The fact that they sold their souls comes from those that received worldly possessions, wealth, and comforts. For all this is given to those that follow this one being who has control of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Luke 4:6. And the devil said to him, all this authority I give to you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. As was witnessed from the word of God, from Jesus Christ himself, it says that to live for God through Christ as taught within and by the Bible is difficult. The Bible makes it clear that those that worship the world and themselves are not going to the kingdom of heaven. This means that they sold their souls to the world and he who controls it. Their sins become visible for all to see. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I told you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If at any time they profess to being quote-unquote Christian, they have sold their souls and now no longer welcome in heaven. For they allowed the flesh to win over following the Spirit, as shown a few verses earlier. Galatians 5:16-18. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Most believe they are going to heaven. However, the Bible makes it clear that they are not welcome there. Therefore, they have sold their souls and don't wish to hear or accept the truth. However, Christ makes it clear that many that said they knew him will not be known to him. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. As I have taught in the past, none can cast out demons unless they are born again. Nevertheless, they practice lawlessness because they have sold their souls. Their earthly comforts are more important to them than living an eternal life. Most can't even grasp this concept. It is beyond their understanding, mainly due to not knowing the Word of God. Time and again it is shown and taught that we must know the Word of God. To know the Word is done through studying it, not just reading it. Each person is responsible for learning it for themselves. It is a responsibility because if they don't, they will sell their souls without realizing it. Then we come to those that know without question that they are selling their souls. They know that if they make a certain choice, they will not be welcomed before God, but choose to live with pain of the worm eating their flesh and the fire burning what is left of their skin. However, they still willingly choose damnation. Many popes have chosen this path. Many pastors, ministers, and priests have done the same. The higher the demand to tell the truth of the Word of God, the higher the temptation. The more it is they make it an open decision and choose to commit a sin, knowing they are going to damnation, yet still they make this willing decision. Why do they turn from God? I can't answer that. Only that person can answer that. Only you can answer that question for yourself if you willingly know that you are entering into a sin that will lead to damnation. What is known is this: the more earthly treasures in someone's possession, the more evidence shows they have sold their souls, no matter what they may say and insist is the opposite of this truth. This is why Jesus Christ insists that we seek after no earthly treasures. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. This is why we are told and encouraged to live a needs-only existence. 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich enter in temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. These many sorrows include eternal damnation. They will also notice that even with all these earthly comforts, something is missing. Their desire to be happy will never truly be met. Money, the lust of it has caused murder, wars, and other sorrows, sorrows that occurred for thousands of years. As we come to the end of this era, we find more and more that have sold their souls so completely that they openly parade who they worship. Those people that call themselves quote-unquote celebrities openly dress and admit that they follow and worship the being in control of this temporal plane. They try to have others join them. This has gone on since Peter wrote this in 2 Peter, chapter 2, 15 through 19. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, from whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who actually escaped from those who lived in error. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought unto bondage. Where does all this lead? Isaiah 66:24. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Then those that think they are saved, yet do nothing for God, Jesus Christ said this. Matthew 25:29-30. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But for him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They will face the great white throne judgment. Revelation 20:11-15. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead whom were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Time is quickly coming to an end. Many will see that they are not heading to the kingdom of heaven. They will know this because they will find themselves left behind. They can redeem themselves, and many will. However, others will be more interested in their earthly pleasures and comforts. This will lead them to taking the mark of the beast and undying worms and burning flames, resulting in gnashing of teeth. God bless.
Count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I
I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.